I think what makes Ashland so unique is the people here at the school. There's lots of different kinds of people here.
Pause.
I think character is people. I think it's spirit. I think it's pride. Character in its unique way.
Cut that out.
Is unique.
If I could change anything about Ashland Senior High, I'd change the segregation of social groups, and I would try.
Think that they're better than others.
Just because of how they dress and what they do, like in sports and stuff. And they just feel they're better because that's what they do, and they're not at all.
I think that music has a lot to do with it. If some people listen to punk music, then that's generally what they are. They're punkers. And if people listen to rock music or acid music or something like that, then they're stoners. And if somebody listens to Michael Jackson, then they get put down. I think music has a lot to do with it. And I think that music is a good thing, but you shouldn't be so serious about it as to totally separate someone outside of your group. Just because they listen to a different music doesn't mean that they're a different person.
Doesn't mean they're any worse either, or any better. Well, I think the way that the classes are set up, we need some different classes. Things that people could really enjoy, like specialized things, maybe. like forestry or something. And maybe even a music appreciation class would be nice. Would you get that thing? I think people in Medford look at us as worse because we're just a smaller town. We don't have as many people, and they seem to think that we're culturally backwards because of that. Which we really aren't, because we're probably more cultured than them because we have the plays and stuff. I don't know. How about you?
I think that the other schools look down on us because we're so different, because we do have such character, because we're not scared to show who we are and what we like, and I think they are. They stereotype everyone to just normal, and clones is just not what Ashland is like. That's why we're so different. And by different doesn't mean bad. It just means
change.
Ashland is different because we have such a wide variety of people, because we have a really wide range of interests in this town and tastes in this town.
People are just different, and that's what you need to understand. That there are no two people that are exactly alike, and you shouldn't think that there are.
I think the differences can be dealt with by putting aside all the bad feelings you have for the opposing subject, and tell your view.
Be more open-minded.
People are just too
close-minded. They just think that their way is right and nothing else is better.
You can't be petty about their subject. You've got to be really universal. You've got to be versatile. You've got to be able to understand their point of view and say, yeah, I can see how you'd like that. And then explain to them why you like what you do or what you have or why you're doing what you're doing. And don't explain it in such a harsh way and get defensive. Just let them know who you are.
That is how you learn, isn't it?
If I could change one thing in Ashland High School, I think I would change that
attitude from the students towards the administration and the administration's feelings towards the students. I think that they kind of go away from each other as the year goes on, and they need to stay closer because the administration shouldn't, you know, block us out or anything, because we need to go talk to them, and sometimes we need to talk to them, and then they won't let us, and, you know, because they don't think that we should bother them or what. But I think that we should, because some of the kids have problems and stuff, and they should go talk to them.
Okay, if I had the chance to change one thing at Ashland Senior High, I would change the competitiveness between the groups, social groups. I can't. I feel that some of these differences are because of different lifestyles and the way we act.
Here at Ashland High, we're proud of the people here at the high school and the people around us, not just in our school, but the community. The athletes are really proud of the fan support that they get from the students and the community itself. So that kind of makes the high school, you know, that much better when you have support from the community. At this high school, I think that we have it really good because the academics are really outstanding. You can get a real good education. Not like most schools are academically inclined like Ashland is. But then at the same time, it isn't so academically inclined that you can't have fun while you're going to school. I think that here at the students at Ashland High are academically doing good, and then at the same time having fun while they're going to school, instead of just saying, oh, I have academics. You know, you have all the clubs you can go to, you know, campus life, you can always go to that. You know, that's part of the school too, I think, but that's just a club you can go to afterwards, and you have all kinds of opportunities to do that that you wouldn't have in another school, I don't think, not as good as Ashland High.
Well, the thing I think I'd change about the high school would be to get rid of the majority of the cliques and try to get everyone to work together instead of having everyone so spread apart that we don't know anybody else's feelings. Okay. Distinction between the cliques is mostly like music, how rich their families are and what kind of clothes they can buy and afford, their cars. It really isn't a personality, it's mostly just how much they have.
One problem I see is the pride in the school, not just the school, but in the country too. Like, you know, I'm proud of being an American, and when I, you know, when we sing the National Anthem, I sing it with a lot of pride. I mean, a lot of people put a lot of effort into this country, and I think that we ought to do something about it and keeping that effort up. I think it's more, you have to be yourself. You can't follow everybody else, you know, what everybody else thinks. I think if you feel one way about something, feel that way. Don't go along with whatever anybody else thinks.
I feel really proud about our school, mainly because of our basketball team and how good we've done in the past 2 years. I never really liked basketball until I got into the high school. And I don't know what it was. It was just, we went to the games and everyone was so fired up and so ready to go. It was just, I don't know. It really felt good to participate with the whole entire student body as one. And I don't know, it was a really good feeling. Going to state the 2 years, I don't know, we've really came up from a long time ago and beat Medford, which is something that hasn't happened for quite a while, especially in Medford. Really proud of those guys. Our soccer team, too. They did really good for being the first year we have a soccer team. I think next year's even going to be better.
That's it. Well, I'm real proud of being in this school. It's real exciting, and it's just, you know, it's a great place to be. I wish that, though, that I had taken part in, like, football and in wrestling and other sports like that. I really missed out. I wish I could have been a part of that sport rather than just being a spectator. So.
Well, not knowing other schools, but I think Ashland's got a fine student body. Well, I'd consider them great. They're real good kids, most of them. Okay. I really don't know. I can't say anything worries me about them because I think they're pretty good kids. Well, I'm proud of the student body as a whole. And I think one other thing that I'm proud of is they try to keep their campus clean, and they do a pretty good job of it. But the cafeteria is one thing I don't approve of because they're messy down there. Well, I believe it's no training at home. Mom does the work there. Mom's not at school to see that they clean up.
I think that the small school atmosphere is really neat because there's a good rapport between the faculty and the students and the administration, and it always seems like when you have a problem or you need help, there's always somebody you feel like you can talk to or get help from. I don't think I would change anything. I think that the school has a lot going for it. It's got a lot of little things that could be changed, but as a whole, I think it's a good school. I think being a small school, everybody seems to be together. We're all one big group rather than a bunch of little factions doing different things. We can all come together and have a good time and support the things that are going on in our school. Whereas maybe in Medford, they're so big and they always win that they're never really behind their school like we are. I think that Ashland, like at the basketball games and the volleyball games, differentiates itself between other schools. They're not afraid to be rowdy and try new things and really get behind their team wholeheartedly.
Okay. I typify it as tolerant. I think that the relationships between people are tolerant. I mean, people can be individuals. You know, you don't have to fit in any particular mold. And I think that's a positive thing. That you know can explore and find out who you are. These are the years to do that, and I think that's a good thing. And the administration is tolerant of the teachers. We can do things that we may not have a chance to do in another district that where they again would have a mold we'd have to fit into. We can be ourselves here. We can interact with the kids if we choose to or not if we choose to. I mean, nobody's really pushed into any one way of being. You know. Okay. I think of character as more than one meaning. The first thing that comes to mind is, you know, wacky. To be a character, you know, like a someone that you remember is outstanding for their. Well, usually it's something silly. You know, the one that wore the striped shirt to the basketball game. That you know wore the blind glasses when for the coach or something. That kind of a character. But I think there's a character when they talk about. Building character, you know, in youth, that's a different kind of character. That's probably what they mean when they say Ashland has character. I don't understand the phrase a lot, you know, the way they use it. So, well, right away, I think academics, that a graduate of Ashland High School can compare favorably to a graduate of a much larger school, all right, that we have a variety of program that's offered. We have from, you know, debating to football. You know, they kids can find what they're interested in extracurricular and in the academics if they are willing to produce it. It's here. You know, they can have the independent program or they can, you know, just drift along. But I think that the possibilities are here and they can be proud of the fact that in a community this size, those opportunities are afforded them and that people care about the kids in this community. And that shows in this whole school, you know, real caring. Oh, yes. I worry about kids not having a positive view of the future, not having a vision or a dream, you know, that they can reach for. And I think a lot of that is part of the social political atmosphere that they've grown up in, thinking that, you know, the bomb is going to fall any day. I'd like to convince them, you know, that despite that threat, you know, that it won't, if they're reaching for a dream, if they're striving, you know, that they're the only ones that make the future. It's not going to be dropped on them. They're going to create it. And, you know, it worries me when I don't see them striving for that, you know, when they just sort of are passively accepting what's handed to them and saying, well, this is the way it is, you know. I think they can change it. I think they can make it better than we've ever had it. That takes character. Yeah.
Okay. Character. In a school such as Ashland, character means the students. The students are what determine the character of this institution. Students are the base. Students are the heart of what happens. Yes, there is direction. There is guidance from faculty administration. But what really happens, what really makes the school tick, is what the students think and how the students act. To me, Ashland has character because we have a very fine student body. We have accomplished great deals, and particularly the field of academics. We've accomplished great in the fields of athletics. Students from Ashland are appreciated by townspeople. Their behavior, their honesty, their character is what we are all proud of and is what this school is all about.
Well, the value of knowing that you're just one, a part of a group, and the kids are kids, is that you don't think that you're a freak. If, you know, you know that thoughts that you have are shared by other kids all over the world and by other people all over the world, so you don't think that there's something wrong with you if you think something that's bizarre, because lots of other people think that.
Why?
I have a difficulty dealing with the concept of group uniqueness. That's the difficult problem for me. Well, every individual has a different set of chromosomes and a different heredity and so on, so biologically speaking, every person is unique. The things that make people have the thoughts that they have unique experiences, and so in that way they're unique, but they're all still part of a group, and people are probably much more alike than they are different in general. Nothing about students today really scares me. I can look at the way I was when I was a teenager and the way they are, and I see some differences. When I was a teenager, I was more involved in, not just a teenager, but in my early 20s too, and involved in things that had some sort of intrinsic value. Practically every teacher in the school probably had that same sort of feeling. When I ask kids today if they're thinking about becoming teachers, perhaps, most of them say no, and I ask why, and they say, well, number one reason is they don't make enough money. Well, I don't make enough money for what I do, but that's not the reason I teach, not for the money. It's because I think that it's needed and that I can maybe do something important for someone. And I guess that does scare me when I see that kids are not interested in going to education because it doesn't pay well enough. And it doesn't really scare me about the kids so much as it does me about the society that doesn't value teachers well enough to pay them. Apparently our society values sports figures more than it does teachers, and so they're willing to put their money where their mouth is, and they pay for what they value. And then when we have things that talk about education not doing the job, well, it's hardly any wonder, you know, because the culture itself doesn't seem to value education by the importance they place on it in a monetary way. The main difference between my generation and the generation now would be that money didn't matter as much to us, and so we were willing to make that sacrifice, but kids nowadays don't seem to be willing to do that.
I don't know. I think it's fine that they do that, and most people are into that. A lot of people aren't. My mind's into different things. I'm not into the school and into spirit. I'm glad it's got that, though. People have fun doing that, and that's fun. My mind's in El Salvador right now and things like that, and dealing with world problems and what's going on there and who's being exploited and who's not.
type and our Letterman type and our spunky people. I'm even glad we have not slime, but low people that just sit around and go, dude, you know, and veg out. That's great because we have just flavor here. You know, whatever their lifestyle is, it's fine. But logo there, the Grizzly logo is just, it's really well designed. Because I've seen that all since I've lived here. I've lived here most of my life. And it's a really beautiful logo. I like it. But that's one good positive thing about this school. It's got a beautiful logo, and it's a nice school. It's designed really well. It's pretty. You know, it's got a lot of freedom here. And the teachers are really good. We've got good teachers here.
I could change one thing. You ready? It's like the basic social structure here is there's a lot of school politics and a lot of I'm pretty new here, and there's a lot of things that I had to deal with, you know, that I really don't like to deal with, like people I go out with, you know, they're always putting you up on a pedestal, or they're always putting you on display, and I don't like being put on display, and I don't like having to conform to, you know, I guess you could just say school politics. That's one thing I'd like to change. Everything else is pretty cool. I heard that it was a pretty hard school to get into as far as making friends and things like that, and that wasn't so hard. I really like the school. I mean, as far as my place here, you know. Maybe not academically, but I mean, I don't know. I got a good impression. I mean, as far as high schools go, I've been to a lot of them, and so I get a pretty good impression of this school. Everybody's pretty laid back, and you know, I don't have any real enemies or anything. I'm sure I do somewhere, but I don't.
Bob, the fact that Ashton has character means to me that we're the top school in the state of Oregon, that we behave better than anyone else, that we enter our activities with more kids and more confidence than anyone else, that we're pace setters. I'm very interested, and I've been proud of Ashton throughout the many years that I've been here, and I want to continue to be that. And character is a trait that is hard to describe, but it means that, to me, it means that we behave and act properly, and the people within the community are proud of us as an institution. I'm proud of our staff. I think them to be a dedicated and caring group of people who really care about young people and want to do the best thing for them. I'm proud of the many awards that our school has won throughout the years that I've been here. I'm proud of the fact that other schools look up to us instead of down to us. I'm really proud of our kids and the fact that I think that they're friendly and that they really like life and they like people. And I really am proud of our community, the people that make up this community, because we've had nothing but excellent backing for our schools throughout the years. So there are many other areas that I could elicit, but that takes care of them in a general fashion. Bob, I started teaching in Ashland in 1950, so my reign here encompasses as a teacher and an administrator 4 decades. And I was a junior high school teacher for 3 years, then I was came into the high school in 1954. And I've been here ever since, 2 or 3 years as a teacher and the rest of the time as an administrator. And I really don't see a lot of difference between the kids that we've had throughout the ages. Our program is a little bit different. In the old days, it was more academically oriented. Now we have a lot more electives, and I'm not sure which program is best. The kids themselves, again, are just as fine a group of youngsters as we've ever had. They like one another. They're true to one another in every respect. We have less fights than we used to have. They're friendly, considerate, caring. The only thing that I see wrong with them is that they're slop artists. They really leave their stuff lying behind them and expect someone else to pick it up, and that's a trait that I really despise in our kids. It's we can go around and try to humble them by picking it up, trying to set an example for them, and they think that that's a weakness. And this concerns me, is that that attitude, that whatever, that things just don't really matter. That you just slop it up, and if you're going to have a school that you're proud of, it has to be clean, it has to be attractive, it has to appeal to people that come in and watch what you're doing. And so do your actions. In some ways, the kids nowadays are much more open in their actions than they were in the past. They'll smooch out on the front of God and everybody on the, in the front steps of the high school and so on, and that bothers me a little bit. Another thing that I'm concerned with is the use of drugs and the increased use of it among our young people. And I don't know what the answer is to that problem, but I see it as a real concern when kids are coming to school and don't have it. You know, their senses aren't there, and we'd like to have them all there when we work with them.